I just love these combinations of tonal tunes, but then there's another band playing something else on top, and it's that mixture makes the whole thing.
Is there such a thing as Nordic music? Can music really sound like the place it's from, even if the place we talk about might encompass everything from sleek cities to intensely dramatic landscapes, apparently teetering on the edge of the world? 12 composers from 7 countries are nominated for this year's Nordic Council Music Prize. I'm Andrew Meller, I'm a music journalist, and together on this podcast, we're going to delve into all 12 pieces of music and meet the people who made them.
Hello.
Hello, this is Andrew in Copenhagen.
Hi, Øyvind here.
Today we're heading to Norway to talk to Øyvind Torvund, an experimental composer who can be relied upon to surprise and to upend expectations. He is nominated for what has been described as a package tour in sound, the Exotica album. Perhaps I could ask you to describe where you're talking to us from.
Yeah, I'm sitting in Frekhaug, which is a bit north of Bergen.
And is this where you composed the Exotica album?
Yes, it is.
So we're picturing you there in the kind of rainy hills surrounding Bergen. And I wonder, did you mentally transport yourself to a tropical paradise when you were writing this album?
No, not so much like that, but... It's inspired by the genre Exotica and also the idea of maybe constructing folk music, constructing this kind of idyllic or über-idyllic music and combining it with a more abstract world.
Øyvind trained as a composer, but he's also played in rock and improvisatory groups. It's this tension between elements that shouldn't really get along that really charges his music. The Exotica album takes its inspiration from a particular sort of easy listening music that took root in the post-war period and lures its listeners into a tropical paradise, replete with the sounds of squawking birds and croaking reptiles. The album combines these exotic sounds, as well as the smoothened melodies associated with the hotel tiki bar style, with things that would never be sanctioned by the Exotica Kings: atonal harmonies, abstraction, experimental noise music, and so on. The prize committee writes that Øyvind is not content with recycling an already recycled exoticism. The movements are tightly structured and the musical ideas clearly presented. It's certainly true the Exotica album can have you guessing whether you're hearing an entire musical genre being sent up. But the joke, if it is one, is far more sophisticated than that, as the composer refracts, subverts, and reinvents known styles to shed new light on a troubled tradition. These two figures that have been attached to this style you're exploring, Les Baxter and Martin Denny, I don't know to what extent they were models for you, but when did you come across their work? And perhaps you can tell us the impact it had on you.
Yeah, I think it's just as relevant to think of when did I hear Olivier Messiaen's music first. And that was when I was 16, and my piano teacher was playing it instead of teaching me piano. And I think it's relevant to my album because it has the same kind of mixture of the atonal or abstract with this very rich tonal universes.
Perhaps you can expand on that slightly. Do you mean that those exotic elements in Messiaen's music are the kind of unusual sounds, the unusual textures in his music are equatable to the exotic sounds you find in your album?
Yeah, I think just as a method of combining chord progressions with birdsong or atonal melodic figurations, that's very present in Messiaen. It's also something that you find in computer music, computer game music, I mean, where you have all these abstract blip and bloops, depending on what the action of the computer character is doing. It's kind of constantly ornamented on top of a more traditional chord progression or rhythm. This is also another inspiration, I think, for doing this, because the Exotica album that I wrote is not just the tunes, it's really about the combination of the abstract, the noise, the not so lush material.
There's a sense of you exploring like some Ravel sort of stylistics and just kind of enjoying trying different orchestrations, different methods of composition, or at least styles. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of this was new ground for me. Yeah, maybe it gave me an excuse to really dig into those styles and those materials. A good reason, because also Martin Denny and Les Baxter are really inspired by Ravel and Debussy. It's kind of pop versions of Ravel. And most of all, I really admire their work. The clarity, I don't admire all of it, but I think the most like dreamy and the strongest melodic tunes I really love. It was a long process of writing it and finding out what is this going to be. It grew over some years, actually. It was a commission for B20 Ensemble. It was a shift for me in the process, wanting to write a clean exotic album, or at least cleaner than I thought in the first place. I thought maybe the modernistic compositions would grow to be bigger and easy listening strings would be hidden more.
There is a balance there, isn't there? Because for all the overtly luxurious sun lounger exotic elements to it, there is a sort of profound sense of unease underneath the whole thing, certainly to me.
Yeah, I guess it's up to each listener if you like that. If it's just an irritation, maybe that's not the right music for you. But I just love these combinations of tonal tunes. But then there's another band playing something else on top, and it's that mixture makes the whole thing. And this is really inspired by the music of Otomo Yoshide and his Ground Zero project, and also Christian Marclay, the way his collages are built up.
If it was written for Bit 20, was it performed live at any point?
Yes, it has been performed sometimes, yes. In a live setting, the electronic section is maybe growing a bit. The album is quite trimmed and produced. Live, Jørgen Treen, who also produced the album, can be a bit more free and more unpredictable things can happen. I only got good feedback from the concerts, but I don't know, because it's often in a contemporary music setting, it's a bit unusual.
It certainly seems like a sidestep, sort of fascinating, pure musical one. But I wonder where you think, will you be exploring more avenues like this, or will you go back to writing contemporary music with a capital C?
I'm looking for other kind of projects like this because it's been really fun and a feeling of freedom. I think Sinfonietta, which is a small symphony orchestra, is perfect for this kind of experimental but at the same time orchestral music. Like very often in contemporary Sinfonietta music, you don't recognize so much that there's a small symphony orchestra on stage. So this is something that I also want to continue using. Thank you.
on your desk right now?
Several things. There's work for the Norwegian Radio Orchestra premiering in October in Oslo, and also work for children. It's an interactive concert and a story for kids, where kids can do some workshops in the concert.
That sounds very interesting. It's been so refreshing to listen to this album, which is like none of the other nominees. So thank you, Eyvind, and thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on it with us today. And we'll let you get back to rainy Bergen.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Eyvind Torvundar. And be warned, the Exotica album isn't pure escapism from wet, dark Nordic climes. There is the sense in this album that despite all the beauty, something is lurking in the bushes behind your sun lounger to keep you from drifting into complacence. What you can rest assured of, though, is that this album opens up a treasure chest of musical jewels, gems, tricks and games that it's a real joy to encounter. It's music that gets better and better the more you hear it. Well, Eyvind is just one of 12 nominees for 2022's Nordic Council Music Prize. You can listen to all 12 talk about their music on this series. Just head to wherever you're listening from now. You can also read about the nominated works at norden.org. I'm Andrew Meller, and this podcast was produced for the Nordic Council by Niels Bjørn and Ines Gack at Immersive Stories. Thanks for listening.